Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo here with Epiphany Communications and Coaching. Garrett Space is holding its first in-person fundraiser featuring a range of entertainers and inspirational speakers, including Lucy Liu, Winona Judge, and a variety of stars from Succession, Hamilton, and more. In addition, Garrett Space rezoning was approved by the Superior Township Board of Trustees. The organization is poised to move forward with creation of a holistic healing residence for young adults struggling with anxiety and depression. So this past July 17th, the Superior Township Board of Trustees voted to approve the Garrett Space rezoning request and area plan application for 3900 North Dixboro Road in Superior Township. In light of the township's approval, Garrett Space plans to acquire the 7,600-acre property and move forward with its plans to use the property to provide holistically focused day and residential programming for young adults ages 18 to 28 struggling with anxiety and depression. Julian Scott Helpert founded Garrett Space in 2019 after losing their son, Garrett, to suicide 2 years earlier when he was just 23 years old. Scott Helpert said, "When Garrett was struggling, we couldn't find effective supplemental support options that we believe could have made a lasting difference for Garrett or that he would have wanted to try. We created Garrett Space to help fill this void in our healthcare system for other young adults struggling with their mental health issues." Garrett Space currently provides wellness programming as a supplement to individual therapy and psychiatric intervention. The programming offers young adults the opportunity to join one of three weekly virtual groups led by professional facilitators for peer connection and mood and movement activities. There's no cost to attend the group. The participants are staying an average of 6.8 months. To talk with us about Garrett Space, an Ann Arbor-based suicide prevention nonprofit, is co-founder Julie Helpert, who's also a journalist. Julie, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me.
So give our listeners a background about Garrett Space, and then we'll get into the fundraiser itself, but give us an overview of what is Garrett Space.
So Garrett Space was founded by me and my husband, Scott Helpert. Our son, Garrett, died by suicide when he was 23 years old in 2017. And when he was struggling, we really felt like there was a huge gap in support services. And we created Garrett Space to fill that gap. And what Garrett Space is a non-medical, holistically focused nonprofit for young adults ages 18 to 28. And our goal is to build a residential center that will teach young adults how to live in what is often a very hard world. We're teaching them all kinds of healthy living mechanisms like yoga, journaling, meditation, nutritious cooking. And we'll be locating this residential center in nature. It'll be a place where they can just get away and unwind, and most importantly, also build connections with peers. So we'll be having support groups with peers run by facilitators, clinicians, and it's going to be just an amazing place for young adults to regain hope and hope they need to continue living their lives.
Julie, I don't know if you were on last time or somebody else from on from Garrett Space, but I remember when you first developed Garrett Space and its inception, I had you guys on. How has it evolved since its inception?
So we have made incredible progress. A little over 2 years ago, we rolled out wellness programming, which has been offered virtually because it was started during COVID, where young adults meet weekly for a breathing and mood and movement exercise, as well as support groups with peers. That has continued to grow by leaps and bounds and bodes really well for our residential center. We also entered into contract to purchase land on 76 acres of just the most beautiful nature you'll ever see. There's an existing house on the property, a 5,000 square foot house that we'll initially be using for day programming and administrative offices. And then we'll be building a residential center as well as a creativity studio on the premises. So the community has really rallied around this. We realize that everyone knows that this is desperately needed. Young adults are struggling more than ever, especially coming out of COVID. And the services we'll be providing are really valuable. I think they'll really fulfill an important niche.
You know, and I think you make a really good point. Can you speak to our listeners, Julie, about some of the things that you're seeing young people struggle with today? And we know that depression, anxiety, and suicide has increased because of COVID and since COVID. But what are some of the things you're seeing that parents and others can look out for, signs or things that they can look out for?
I am not a mental health expert. We employ those mental health experts, but I will speak generally and say that young adults, even coming out of COVID, are feeling more isolated than ever before. They also often feel inadequate. Social media can be very toxic for young adults, where they're measuring themselves against artificial portraits that others have curated of themselves. Online, it can often make people feel very deflated. And they also, that they tend to have less in-person connections. They're also just financial pressures, student loan debt for those who are coming out of college. The reason we focused on this 18 to 28 age range is because it's a time of transition. For many young adults, it might be the end of their first romantic relationship, which can often feel like a death to young adults. And often they might be living with either by themselves or with people they're not connecting with. They've often left their parental home. And so they're sort of in between this period of being truly independent or being dependent on their parents. But they may not have people in their lives who are really keeping track of how they're doing and feeling and can really reach out and help them. And that's where we come in.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Julie, let's talk about the fundraiser coming up. This is the first ever in-person fundraiser for Garrett Space. So tell us about that.
Yes. So this started actually a few years ago. We had planned an in-person fundraiser about 4 years ago, and then COVID hit. And one of Garrett's very closest friends, Mario Sulacana, said, hey, let's do a 24-hour fundraiser. And within a two-month period, we put together this incredible streaming event, which we have done for the past 3 years. And we really felt like this was the year to be in person. And the fundraiser really focuses on, or will highlight, all of the incredible wellness activities that we will have at Garrett Space. So we're going to have a lot of musicians, local musicians of all types, everything from a cappella groups to Broadway performers to a string quartet, poetry reading, just a real range of talent. We will also, in the past, we had videos that were submitted by really well-known performers. You had mentioned some of those earlier, and we're going to also be having those streamed in. The whole event will also be live streamed. We'll also be hearing from young adults who have struggled with mental health issues and what helped them. And in addition, which we're really excited about, we've had fitness classes online in the past. There's a beautiful yoga studio in the Morris Lawrence building, which is on the WCC campus. And we're going to have throughout the evening a variety of fitness classes that people can pop in on, take a class, then come to the main performing area, grab some refreshments. And so we just think it'll sort of encompass everything that Garrett Space is all about.
Well, that's really great. That's awesome. And so how can people participate? And I remember, Julie, that was a really cool, the 24-hour fundraiser. You just rang a bell in my head. I remember having you guys on talk about that and thinking, wow, how cool is that? What an innovative way to raise money. So let's talk about how can people participate in the in-person fundraiser? Where do they go? What do they need to do?
So if they go to our website, garrettspace.org, there's a pop-up at the top of the website where they can purchase tickets. We have a range of ticket options. And so you can purchase tickets and then just come on by. Also, we will continue to have the event live stream, so people can also donate on live as the event is happening. They also can always donate before and after. I also wanted to mention, in addition, we've had in the past an online auction, and that auction we will be having again. The auction is going to open a few days before the fundraiser, and it will close an hour before the fundraiser ends. On that Friday night, and we've got an amazing range of great different items that people can bid on. Of course, those proceeds go to Garrett Space as well.
So if they go to the website, can they see the items right there?
Yes, we're going to, well, there'll be a link to the auction site on our website. Actually, we probably have it up there already. And then people can, when the auction opens, they can see the items and they can start bidding on them a few days before the event kicks off.
So the event is, as you mentioned, and as I said it, as I was introducing you, these video presentations from very accomplished performers and musicians, Lucy Liu, an award-winning actress, Winona Judd, musician, Rachel Bloom, star of My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. I mean, that's pretty impressive. You know, what are some of the messages they plan to talk about? Can you tell us about, you know, how you were able to secure them to speak at this event?
Yes. And if you look, by the way, on our website and a little tab under the About tab, and there's a tab that says supporters, you can see all the amazing people we've had in the past. I have to tell you, persistence is how we get these people. I start reaching out to people about 4 months in advance of the event to their publicist. And I just keep emailing and emailing and emailing. And then we are always gratified to find that even people who are really well known are very touched by our mission. And the video tributes usually talk about how they might have been personally affected by mental health issues and how they feel like Garrett Space, sometimes they'll say they wish Garrett Space was around for them or others that they're close to who had been struggling, and really talk about the ways that they are moved by our mission and why people should support it.
Yeah. Your perseverance is that journalist in you too, you know, going at, you know, exactly how to go out there and get what you need. So,
I don't like taking no for an answer. Let's put it that way.
I don't blame you, Julie. Julie Helpert, co-founder of Garrett Space. She's a journalist as well. And we're talking about the first ever in-person fundraiser for Garrett Space, an Ann Arbor-based suicide prevention nonprofit. They're hosting Go for Garrett Space. It's the first in-person fundraiser, August 25th of this year, in the Morris Lawrence Building on the Washtenaw Community College campus from 6 to 10 p.m. Julie, you know, you're right. I think people listening, myself included, I think everybody kind of knows somebody or is touched by someone with mental illness or suicide. And you do, you know, kind of say, I think back, my uncle committed suicide 20 years ago, and it goes through my head over the years of, you know, what could I have done differently if I said something or I did something? And I think having Garrett Space as a place is so important. I mean, you guys are definitely filling a tremendous need in the community.
Thank you. We very, very much feel strongly that we are. And, you know, at our core, we want to honor the goodness in our son, who is just the most incredible young adult, someone who always wanted to help others. And, you know, we couldn't save our son, and we have to live with that every day. So for us, our way forward is to try to save the lives of others in a way that, you know, by providing something that doesn't exist out there.
Yeah. God bless you and all the work that you're doing and helping other families. And let's talk about another thing that you shared with me earlier. And I know you talked about a little bit, but this rezoning, can you tell me what's going on in the Garrett Space rezoning approved by Superior Township Board of Trustees? What exactly can you elaborate a little bit on this?
Sure. So the property, we needed to get the property rezoned for our purposes. And so we went through a series of hearings presenting our case as to why our rezoning, the rezoning would be consistent with the township's master plan. The township has an amazing mission, which is to really preserve green space. And we are preserving 55 to 60 acres of the 76 acre property in perpetuity. We're going to be seeking a conservation easement to do that because nature is medicine, and it's a way that we feel our participants will really benefit from being in those surroundings. So we went through a series of hearings, very recently the Township Board of Trustees did vote to approve the rezoning, which means we can proceed to build what we want on the property for our purposes.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Just to give you some little statistics that Julie has shared in these press releases, and I just want our listeners to understand why Garrett Space is so needed. Mental health issues are widespread among young people in our country. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, suicide is the second leading cause of death among youth ages 15 to 24. And for every suicide death among young people, there are an estimated 100 to 200 suicide attempts. Additionally, two recent national surveys found that 70% of young adult ages 18 to 24 reported being moderately to severely depressed. And we know that increased tremendously during COVID because so many people felt so isolated. What has been, Julie, the feedback since the inception of Garrett Space and the evolution of it and the people that you're helping?
The feedback has been incredible. I'll start by talking about the feedback in our wellness programming. Young adults have said that this is the first place where they really felt understood and not judged, that it was an incredibly safe space to share their feelings. They are rallying around each other and helping each other, and in helping others that can often help you in the way you feel. We have had many young adults staying for several months or more, which is another thing that we did not expect. And we're getting more referrals now. Our referrals have been up basically, I think it's 64% over the previous year. So word is starting to spread about the good we're doing. I should also mention during these rezoning hearings, we were so warmed by how many others in our community turned out to talk about the importance of Garrett Space, whether they were mental health professionals, other types of social service nonprofits, young adults speaking about very bravely about how they've been impacted by mental health issues. It was just an amazing turnout that really cemented our belief that we are doing something very important.
Wow, that's wonderful. And in terms of the feedback among the youth, do they have opportunities at Garrett Space to interact with each other and share with each other their own struggles? Because we know there's a lot of research out there that shows, you know, the support groups are tremendous help, especially when you're dealing with mental illness.
Oh, absolutely. That has been one of the biggest benefits of the groups. And we've also started, the person running our wellness groups, Peggy Gallimberti, has just started having more in-person gatherings. And she said what occurs when they're actually in person is even more amazing. They are really forming incredible friendships and bonds. And we're so excited to move into a place where we can make in-person a regular mode of operation so that we can just continue to see the flourishing among these young adults.
Yeah, I mean, we know as human beings that there is a sense of peace when you know that somebody else struggles in similar ways that you do, whatever it may be, right? And so we need each other to support each other. And that's why this Garrett Space is so important, because you're offering them the support they need in so many different ways, including just fellowship and peer friendships.
Yeah, and fellowship is a great word that you used. You know, our son really did feel he was alone in his struggles. And a lot of these young adults feel that they are too. And when they're able to be with others, that, you know, they realize, oh, I'm not alone. There's nothing wrong with me. These are typical struggles. And then when they're being led by somebody who may have experienced those struggles and now is thriving, and they can get guidance on how to persevere and coping strategies, that really is magic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. I can imagine that. We're talking with Julie Alpert here today. We're talking about Garrett Space. They have a fundraiser coming up, and all are invited, Julie. It's open to everybody to attend, correct?
Oh, please. The more the merrier. This place accommodates many people, and we really hope many people will turn out. It's going to be an amazing evening. Educational, inspirational, and just lots of fun.
What else do you want to share with our listeners about Garrett Space and the work that you're doing? And perhaps maybe they can get involved and help in some other way. I mean, do you have other needs that people listening today could help you with?
Yes. Well, for one, we are very interested in having young adults help us at the fundraiser, checking people in, greeting people, helping with the setup and the taking down after the fundraiser. We have lots of different events that we attend where we have tables set up, and we're always looking for people to help at those. They absolutely should reach out on our website. Again, it's just contact information on garrettspace.org where they can reach out to. It'll go to my husband Scott, and we'll be delighted to involve them. We really feel like a lot of our value comes from the incredible team we've assembled and the community that we've that has joined us. We want this to be something the community is proud of, and we want to involve as many people in the community who want to be involved.
Yeah, we're very big proponents here on intercommunity and connecting, communicating, and collaborating with the community. And this is a perfect example of what you're doing with Garrett Space is that collaboration and getting the entire community involved in this great effort to help others who struggle with mental illness. And Julie, you also have an impressive list of sponsors that are, you know, helping you make this fundraiser possible.
Yes, I think we're close to 35 sponsors currently, and we're not done. I'm sure we're going to have additional sponsors. That's the most sponsors we've ever had for our fundraiser. We've had sponsors in the past, but never this many. And it's really exciting. A huge diverse range of people who just are really want to get behind us and support our work and support this fundraiser.
Again, we're talking about Garrett Space, a suicide prevention nonprofit dedicated to addressing gaps in treatment for young adults experiencing distress due to mental health challenges. They're working to reduce suicides in young adults by providing programming and a holistically focused center that promotes wellness, healing, self-worth, and resilience. They have a fundraiser coming up. You are all invited. Again, Julie, give us the details about how to attend that fundraiser, your website, anything else that you want to share with our listeners.
Yeah, well, one thing that's not related to fundraiser I did want to mention is that
sure.
We're going to be located in Washtenaw County, but we're going to be open to young adults throughout the state and beyond. And we have also been interviewing people at facilities that are similar to what we're doing. There's nothing exactly what we're doing, like what we're doing. So this will be a national model, something that can be replicated all over the country, throughout Michigan and beyond. In terms of the fundraiser, the easiest way to is to buy tickets. And if you could just go to our website, you'll see there's a pop-up right as you enter the website, and there's a range of ticket options. You can just buy tickets and attend. And then closer to the event date, we will also be posting a link to the live stream. So if you can't be there in person, you can attend from, you can watch it from wherever you are.
You know, can you elaborate a little bit, Julie, about modeling this Garrett Space around the country? So if people are listening and they want to bring it to another state, how would they do that? Can they work with you in replicating Garrett Space or opening up a Garrett Space in another state?
Sure, but we have to build ours first.
Okay.
We have an amazing educational consultant whose job it is to place young adults in residential facilities, and she has led our searched for sort of the state-of-the-art best residential facilities all over the country. Most of them, I should say, are longer stays, or they deal with those who have very significant mental health issues. And so they're not exactly what we're looking at, but we are taking, you know, bits and pieces of the best of all these facilities to build what we hope will be an amazing model. And we're documenting these practices very closely. We're also working closely with University of Michigan faculty to research best practices and make sure that this is as good as it can be, so that once it's built, of course, you know, a lot of these directors of these other facilities have taken their time graciously and telling us about their facilities, and we hope to, you know, pay it forward and do the same once our center is built.
So once your center is built, do you have a goal in how many residents you'd like to take at any given time? How many people you can accommodate?
15 to 20 for the residential program. And we'll have some additional young adults who can come for day programming as well.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Julie, you want to share with our listeners here on It's Your Community?
No, I think that you really covered a lot of the main spots. I mean, I just feel like... you know, we're eager to have people involved and supporting us. This is an expensive undertaking, as you can imagine. So it's going to take lots of people donating to us, big and small. And we welcome those donations and that support so that we can build something really that we think will be an incredible asset to the community and really help a lot of young adults.
You know, and I love the fact that you're calling on other young adults to help at the fundraiser. What a great way to get involved and help your own peers, people in your age group, by participating in this fundraiser. That's a great call out to them.
Yeah, we'd love to. I mean, we want them to be the face of Garrett Space and to be our ambassadors and greeters. And those are the people we're helping, and we welcome them to get involved with our organization.
Yeah, Julie Helpert, thank you so much for joining us here on It's Your Community and sharing with us Garrett's story and the story of Garrett Space and the fundraiser coming up.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Any questions or comments, show topics you want us to get to, you can reach out to me, Vanessa Denha-Garmo, by going to Epiphany Communications and Coaching. You can email me from my website. You can also find me on all my social media platforms, Vanessa Denha-Garmo on Instagram, and on Twitter, which is now X, I guess, Facebook, Epiphany Communications and Coaching on Facebook, and on LinkedIn, Vanessa Denha-Garmo. You can private message me on any of my social media platforms. We're always looking for show topics and guests to interview. As always, we remind you, our listeners, to connect, communicate, and to collaborate with your community. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time right here on It's Your Community.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.